Great to have you with us here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. There's never been a better time, I don't think, to be a Wisconsin women's hockey fan. Our Division I and Division III teams both just won national championships. And today we're talking about the recent success of the UW-Madison and the UW-River Falls women's hockey teams. And two guests for you. One, Joe Cranston, our guest. He's head coach of the UW-River Falls women's hockey team. Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about our season.
Yeah, it's really great to have you here. And Jackie Crum with us as well. She's the assistant coach of UW-Madison women's hockey team. Jackie, also a former player at UW-Madison. Jackie, thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks for having me.
You know, congratulations to you both. I was trying to think. I wonder if there's ever been a time when we've had, when any state has had a Division I, Division III national championships in the same sport. And in particular, women's. I can't imagine that was ever the case.
Yeah, I not that I'm aware of. It's a pretty unique situation, but yeah, it might be a first.
Well, Joe, as long as you're talking there, it's been a few weeks since your team won the title. What moments from the championship match stick with you?
Well, our championship game was all of our games in our tournament were sold out. So it was a full house and it was loud. And last year when we had the tournament, we were on spring breaks. So we didn't have the students. So it was quite an atmosphere, and it was a nail biter. And there was a time in the game where we scored to go up 2-0, and the refs talked about it. And then they got together and called it off. And I did a coach's challenge, and that was kind of the big highlight. And then they went and did a review on it. We won the challenge and went up 2-0, and the roof just about came off the rink. So that was a really exciting moment that I'll never forget.
Jackie Crum, what about you? What's your takeaway? What moment stands out for you?
Yeah, well, probably a pretty obvious one with the shootout goal with 18 seconds left in the game to tie it and then send it into overtime. And then obviously the overtime goal to win it all is pretty special. So pretty intense moments there.
Yeah. And it's interesting that both teams had coaches' challenges that wound up working out pretty darn well. And I imagine the media and the community, the communities have been very, very supportive. Joe, and you started to talk about that a bit in River Falls.
Yeah, it was, like I said, we sold out every game. There was one time where they managed to figure out the certain ticket allotments, and they got about an extra 240 tickets, and they went on sale, and they put it out that they're going to go on sale at 1 in the afternoon. And they had 243 tickets, and they went on sale at 1 in the afternoon, and they sold them all out in 4 minutes. So, you know, that's pretty impressive, and that says a lot about our community and how much support we had here. It was
really— Yeah, and Jackie, I know the fans and the community here, the fans— it's really fun to go to one of your hockey matches because the fans are pretty rabid.
Yes, they are. And yeah, we sell out pretty much all of our games here in Wisconsin too. And just even being at the Frozen Four was amazing with the fan support. The semifinal game when we played Minnesota, I felt like they announced the starting lineup for Minnesota and that, you know, there was a big cheer, and then they announced our starting lineup. And then it seemed like all the Wisconsin fans were like, no, we can do better. And it felt like it was even louder than the Minnesota fans. So it was a pretty cool feeling. And then of course the final game, it seriously, it felt like a home game. It just a sea of red and white, and loud and exciting. And yeah, we're just so fortunate with the fans that we have.
I watched that final, and it was there were a couple of moments. It was so tense. I mean, as a fan watching it, I had to turn away from it for a minute or two here and there, just because I've got adrenaline running out of my fingernails here. What was it like? I could probably ask you both that. I mean, what was it like for you, Jackie, in that situation, that final game? Because it was touch and go, and you know, and two great teams. Joe had the same circumstance. What was it like?
I mean, you nailed it. It's intense. You have two, you know, high end teams, and it's one game, and it's our third year in a row that we played them in the championship game. So, you know, it's going to be a battle, and obviously the score is tight, and, you know, we pull our goalie and we, you know, have a pretty much a wide open net. We hit the goalie's goal pad. And then a few seconds later we hit the post, and you're thinking at that time, you know, maybe it wasn't meant to be. And obviously the hand covering the puck was really in our favor, and fortunate that happened. So it's an intense game. I mean, obviously Joe can attest to that. When you're coaching in those games, I'm sure our heart rates are at 200 themselves, and we're not even on the ice. But exciting. But you know what, an exciting time, and how fortunate are we to experience a national championship game?
Yeah. Well, now these two teams are really successful teams. And Joe, you've been doing it there for 26 years. This is your 26th year. Jackie, I think you've been there 16 years on staff, and you know before that you were a player and coach. He's been there 20 years. How important is that sort of experience, and having people who been there a while? How much a difference does that make? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an advantage. I think, you know, as a coach, every year you're trying to get better, and you need to get better. The game changes every year, so you have to adapt and change and be ahead of the game. But you stick with it and you stay at it. And if it's something you love to do, well, then you keep doing it. And I've had one of my assistant coaches about 10 years, another one about 16 years, and the other one's been with me from the start. And, you know, all of us are UW River Falls grads, and, you just do it for the love of the game and the love of the kids, and just stick to it because it's a lot of fun and very rewarding.
Yeah. Jackie, what about you?
Yeah, I can piggyback with that. I think it's key. The consistency of the coaching staff, I think, attributes to a lot of success with that too. Just, you know, that we've been together as a staff for quite a while as well. And I'm, you know, I was a UW grad, coach was a UW grad, Dan was a UW grad. So, you know the ins and outs of the school, and obviously the passion is there. When you're recruiting, we were all Badgers. Now, you know, we have the privilege to be working here. And so, like Joe, you know, you're trying to study the game and, you know, improve a little bit every year. And I think the experience also helps too, that, you know, it's not our first national championship game. We've been there before. We've been in pressure situations as a staff. Obviously that was an ending like we've never seen before, but I think all of that helps in the end.
And as long as I've got you on here, the Badgers ended their season with 221 goals. That's the most in school history. I'd say to Joe had, I think you were right at 200 or thereabouts, pretty darn close to 200 goals for the year yourself. Was that your record too, by the way, Joe?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I know we were the number one team in the country, and we averaged 6.1 goals a game offensively. So we scored a lot of goals.
Oh my gosh. And email says, why, how can they score that many? I mean, why, what is it about the team or the players or the coaching that leads to that sort of success? Jackie.
Gosh, I think obviously it's a tribute to our players, and you know, they obviously, I mean, who doesn't love scoring goals? So it's you know, they were on fire this year, and you know, a lot of times we can just sit back and watch, which is pretty nice. So they enjoyed it. They enjoyed showing up to the rink every day, trying to improve, trying to get better. And I mean, with that is, you know, putting the puck in the net. And I think over time we had a little bit of a veteran team. And so their shots have improved, their accuracy has improved. And, you know, it's just, it showed out on the ice.
And their passing. Mm-hmm. Their passing is really good, I think. And Joe, I haven't had a chance to see your team in action other than the one video I watched. But just the puck, and stick handling and puck handling and passing is just, for the Badgers, I know it's great. Is that something that you stress in your own coaching, Joe?
Yeah, I think we play a possession style of hockey a lot of the time. But our, you know, scoring goals is just, you move the puck and move your feet and keep it simple. And we do that. And, you know, we get pucks deep when we need to, depending on what type of game it is. But we really move the puck well, and we don't really allow anybody to lug the puck up and down the ice, and not to have superstars. And you know, even though, you know, us and the Badgers both had the top player in the country, but scoring and that type of thing. But we move the puck, move your feet, go hard to the net, and yeah, you recruit good kids that, you know, like Jackie says, what don't you like about scoring goals? It's fun, and they like to do it. We're good at it.
Yeah, we both are indeed. Joe Cranston is the head coach at UW River Falls women's hockey team. Jackie Crum, assistant coach at UW Madison women's hockey team. She's also a former player. Great to have both of them with us. I can't remember if I gave the phone number. Let me do it right now if I haven't. Number to call. If you have a question or comment or about the teams or about women's hockey, I hope you'll join in. Number to call is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're talking with Joe Cranston, head coach at UW River Falls. Women's hockey team, Jackie Crumbs, the assistant coach of UW-Madison's women's hockey team as well, former player. Great to have them with us as we talk about how two Wisconsin women hockey teams took home the collegiate national titles this year. And again, number 800-642-1234 or email to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Junior Kirsten Sims, probably, well, I guess she was the star of the tournament in many ways, although she's got some great teammates, that was kind of picked by the team to take that penalty shot. And what led to that?
Well, I mean, obviously we had a penalty shot to take. And so you know, as a coach, you have, oh gosh, maybe 30 seconds to decide who's going to take it. And, you know, quickly we're discussing and, you know, going back and forth. And we know, you know, as a coach, you know, everybody's moves because you practice, these shootout moves in practice all the time. And, talking to coach, and we were talking about it, going back and forth, and then all of a sudden, you know, he kind of looks at the team, and obviously it's on camera. He says, "Who wants it?" And I, I think what you don't see on camera is that everyone's, you know, saying like, Sims, you got this, Sims, you got this. So a lot of the teammates, you know, were obviously had a lot of faith in her and kind of encouraging her. And then that's when she put up her hand. And I think it was a natural choice. Obviously, she, I mean, you saw by her moves. So it was, it's actually interesting because Teeley, the Ohio State goalie, is one of her teammates for the U.S. collegiate team. Mm-hmm. And so we were wondering, you know, do you pick somebody different who maybe doesn't know the move so well? So Sims's natural move is to go backhand. And she mm-hmm. obviously surprised Teeley because she went backhand and then pulled it forehand and had a wide open net. So, I mean, for her to, you know, one, have the confidence to do it, and then two, you know, beat Teeley at her own game is honestly remarkable. I mean, if you ask anyone out there, you're, you know, you have a 18 seconds left, you're taking a penalty shot, and would you want to take it? I think the answer predominantly would be no. And so for her to step up and do that is incredible.
Jody, have a player or two on your team that would be willing and eager to do that? And if that was your situation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a few shootouts this year, and Madison Katterlick usually goes first in those because she just shoots and scores pretty much every time. And, you know, we have Bailey Olson, who is the leading scorer in the country, and Megan Goodrow, second leading scorer in the country. And McKenna Ore is a defenseman for us. She's a junior. She's already a three-time All-American, and she can do amazing things too. So I wouldn't even be shy of throwing a defenseman in there. But it was certainly fun to see the Badgers do it the way they did this year. That was unbelievable.
Did you have a chance to see that championship game, Joe?
Yeah, I watched the entire thing. It was fantastic.
I did too, with the exception of a minute or two when I had to turn it off for my own sanity. You know, I was just thinking, as you mentioned recruiting, I think, earlier before our little break, and I remember coming back from Canada. I play in a golf tournament in Canada every year, pretty close to where you're from, Jackie, Waskasu. You probably know Waskasu.
I do. I've been there many times. That's fantastic.
I've been playing in this Buds tournament for a long, long time. But when coming back one time, and this is a few years back, I was coming back on the plane, and there were some Canadians on the plane, and a couple of them had been looking at me, and I had Badger gear on. I had my Badger hat and, like, you know, a jacket. And one of them said, I bet you're recruiting hockey players from us, aren't you? And I said, no, I was just there for a golf tournament. But it got me thinking about recruiting. These are the premier. I mean, here are two premier programs, and I'm sure that comes with that is some help when you're good already. Recruiting people isn't going to be as difficult. But I'm wondering, Joe, let's start with you. Joe, for recruiting, how do you recruit? And I mean, the record that you've had over the years is fantastic. How does that play into it? And where do you recruit?
Well, the majority of our recruiting is in Minnesota because we're 20 minutes from, you know, from St. Paul. But we always have some Wisconsin kids on our team. We've had as many as 8 Wisconsin kids over a few years ago. We had a few this year, 2 this year, and we have 1 from California. Otherwise, the majority of our players on this year's team, anyway, it does vary. We have a lot of Minnesota kids, but the fact that when you have success, you know, success breeds success, and you know, over this year and last year, we're 57-3-2. So, you know, the juniors that we're recruiting right now, you know, it definitely, that helps, because when they, you know, we're close enough. Most of them are from Minnesota. We get a lot of northern Minnesota kids too, but, you know, they're close enough. They just come, they came to our games. came to the Frozen Four, the national championship game here. And, you know, they're close, so they get to see those games. And, you know, you get to see that, and it's like, yeah, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? It's a crazy, fun environment, and you don't get to have that everywhere you go, D1 or D3.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jackie, what about your situation? You're really good, but there's a lot of other really good teams and schools out there too. So it's not just a piece of cake or a walk in the park.
No, I wish it was, but no, it's not at all. I mean, obviously, like Joe said, success breeds success. So the nice thing is that we're at least in the mix with some of the top players in the country, US, Canada, around the world, which is fantastic, but doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to say yes to Wisconsin. So a lot of hard work, a lot of relationship building, a lot of time spent on the road watching these players, watching their development throughout high school. It never really ends. Lots of phone calls, texting. I would say it's just a huge part of the game, a huge part of my job is just being on the road recruiting and building these relationships and obviously just finding the right pieces to the puzzle too. Just because you're good doesn't mean that maybe, you know, you'll necessarily fit in with the team or just kind of our style of play or what we're trying to do here. So there's a lot of background work involved as well.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking, I read a story about one of the gals who was played for Ohio State, played for Wisconsin, but left to go to Ohio State because they had women's lacrosse, I believe, or something.
Field hockey.
Field hockey, that, and she really wanted to play field hockey. So there, I'm sure she was pretty happy playing hockey for the Badgers, but that other sport called and so that moved her to Ohio State.
Correct. Yep.
Does Jonas anything? I mean, what about you and retaining players and keeping them? Is there much of an issue for you?
No, I don't think we've really lost maybe one player in the last 10 years. Actually, we bring in 5 or 6 or 7 every year, and we graduate 5 or 6 or 7 every year. We don't traditionally lose any players, so we have a really good retention rate here, and I think that says a lot about the culture here and how much fun it is and how much success we have.
Yeah, and I've watched the kids on both teams women on both teams being interviewed, and I'm always impressed by how composed they are and how well they speak about their team and their community it's kind of inspiring actually. And they all look like leaders to me. Do you look for leaders?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a nice quality to have for sure. I mean, when you're recruiting to players and, you know, high-end players that are, you know, wearing a C for their club team or their high school team, definitely a lot of the leadership qualities are qualities that, you know, you would like to have as players on your team for sure.
Yeah. And Joe, I'm sure it's the same for you. Here's an email. When you win a championship, you might have a target on your back. And how did you push through the adversity and pressure to follow up and win that second title? Adversity is the word.
Right. I think we always have a target, you know, just like the Badgers always have a target because, you know, we've won our conference, you know, almost every year for over a decade. So you have that target, but then like last year we were undefeated national champions, and with that brought even a way bigger target, and everybody was out to get us, and we had this winning streak and unbeaten streak that were set records in all of D3 women's hockey in the history of the sport. So yeah, everybody was really coming after us, and you know, you'd look traditionally a lot of teams when they have that kind of success, there's a lot of times historically that you kind of tank it the next year. So that put a little stress into me. I just wanted to make sure that didn't happen and that we didn't think we were that good. We just had to get back to work.
An email from Michelle. Her daughter was with the UW Marching Band, performed at every kind of athletic event. She says she and the band feel most appreciated by the women's hockey team. She wanted to say thanks to the coaches and the staff. And thanks to you both for being with us today. Here we are out of time. Joe Cranston, head coach at UW River Falls women's hockey team. Jackie Crum, the assistant coach at UW Madison's women's hockey team, and a former player as well. And from an area of Canada that I like a lot, as a matter of fact. Thank you all for listening. Please stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News. I'm Larry Mueller.